preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome to the show.
But he was killed by a man.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Trump Phenomenon Show here in our weekday edition, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. This is James Kelso. The name of the show is The Trump Phenomenon, and we're live. We'll be with you for 60 more minutes. Hello to everybody on TalkStream Live, and the Republic Broadcasting Network is bringing this to you. I'm up in North Dakota. RBN's down in the great sprawling metropolis of Round Rock, Texas. And if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443, that'll do it. You can go live on the air to bazillions of people. Well, an ever-dwindling number of people, actually, because, well, we're all dying of coronavirus. We'll talk about that in tonight's show. We'll talk about it. And we'll update ourselves on the Trump phenomenon. I'll start out with this. I'll put this log on the fire. What do I think of Donald Trump's radio or video announcement, press conference, announcing his decisive action as regards coronavirus? Well, I give him an A+. I think it was brilliant, very well done. And I'll give you my, I'll make a distinction between what folks like Donald Trump and the official members of his administration are free to do. They don't have the latitude to, they can't swing for the fences the way we on Patriot Radio can. So there's a difference in what you'll hear Donald Trump say and what you'll hear somebody like myself say. And of course, I can't read minds, but let me explain the difference here. And let me explain why I think Donald Trump was brilliant in what he did. Donald Trump is a multi-level chess player who is, he's ahead of, oh, I like what Dr. Fauci said on the coronavirus team. This just happens to be an interesting metaphor. It applies in this case, it applies to Donald Trump all the time. Fauci said a great principle of the great Gretzky was don't skate where the hockey puck is, skate where it's going to be. Ah, yes. And that's what Donald Trump does all the time. So what he did with his decisive action, I mean, he caught the left wing. Well, let's put it this way. The left is drooling. They're salivating. They're having dreams at night about destroying Donald Trump with their portrayal of the coronavirus. They're going to cast Donald Trump as Satan and then conduct their lynching of the orange man with the coronavirus. And Donald Trump is way ahead of them. He sees where that hockey puck is going. He's way ahead of them. And so when he announced, hey, no more travel from Europe. He caught them. Whoa, they got their panties in a twist. That was decisive. That was bold and way ahead of them, because the script, Donald Trump anticipated what the other team was going to do with the hockey puck. He knew where they were going to put the puck, and he put himself right there and stopped it. They were going to accuse Donald Trump of, the orange man is making us all sick. He is weak. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's confused. He's not a medical doctor. What medical college did he go to? His administration is in shambles. People are getting sick. Oh, my God. There's another. Oh, look, over there. There's another one. Oh, there's another one. All caused by Donald Trump's indecisiveness. Well, so what's the remedy for that? Wham! No more travel from Europe. Wham! Oh, man, that was a bullet right down the center of the ice. And the left wasn't ready for that. That caught them right in the teeth. So and everything else that Donald Trump did in that press conference or that announcement, very, very presidential announcement from his desk. In the White House. So the left is left just stuttering and stammering. They don't know what to do. The president is being very... Now, you can say to yourself, wow. He's not leaving anything. He's going pedal to the metal. Now, let's square that with what I've been saying. Oh, and let me give you another... I'm going to get a little bit intricate here, and if I lose some of you, well, my fault. But here's where I think Donald Trump just brilliantly, again, playing, you know, like the greatest grandmasters, you know, playing 10, 12, 20 moves ahead. This coronavirus, this is just my opinion, is not going to kill a lot of Americans. It's not going to even come close to what the 2009 swine flu killed. 13,000 Americans were killed, including a lot of children. This coronavirus, obviously, I'm not a doctor either, but just looking at the numbers at the Johns Hopkins dashboard coronavirus display, it looks like, based on several months already of this pandemic in America, in which right now, I don't know the current exact number, but about 37 Americans have died. Well, you got a long ways to go to get from 37 to 13,000. And we already have a couple of months of the spread of the virus. And these things tend to spread, I mean, my layman knowledge here in the peanut gallery, they spread very fast. There's a very steep startup curve. And I'm not seeing 13,000 there in the number 37. So here's where I'm going with this. A few months from now, I will make my prediction, there will have been a few hundred deaths in America. About the same number of people as MS-13 will have cut up and butchered in cities all across America, or far fewer than the number of people who will have died in head-on car collisions or died because they didn't have their seatbelts fastened in their car when it rolled over. So at that point, Donald Trump will be able to say, and this is very important, he's going to have to be victorious to go into the election and win. He's going to be able to say, look, I shut down travel to Europe. Earlier than that, I shut down travel from China or from Europe. I took very decisive action. And look, ladies and gentlemen, we have 350 deaths in America. And that's it. And America's going to go, gee, that was it? We shut down all our colleges. We shut down our high schools. We shut down all our conventions and conferences and meetings. We tanked the stock market. We took it from 30,000 down to 20,000. By the way, folks, I wish I had some cash. I know what I'd do with it. Stock that's down 40% in a strong, booming economy. Guess what it's going to do as soon as people realize that they're not going to die? Whammo! That stock market's going to have some of the biggest one-day gainers in history. And it's going to go right back up to 30,000. So I call that a buying opportunity. It's just what I would do if I had some money to invest. So Donald Trump will be able to say several months hence, well, hey, now the reason that not many Americans will have died will not be the decisive action of Donald Trump. It will be simply that this virus is not the Black Plague. With or without Donald Trump, it wasn't going to kill a whole lot of people. Donald Trump's action will help lower the number of sick people. It is decisive action. I mean, it's like, it's way decisive. And that will lower the number. I mean, shutting down all the colleges and schools and meetings and travel and airlines. Yeah, there'll be fewer people. There'll be less cross-infection. But it's in any event, Trump will be able to say, hey, I'm the hero. And the left, he will have defanged the left. I'm searching for my metaphor here. He will have defanged the left, which will not be able to say Donald Trump was weak and so people died and he was disorganized and he didn't get a medical degree. And what does he know about disease? So there you go. That's my take on it. So now let's go to the numbers, boys and girls. Let me look at my caller board here and see if there's among those of you that are still alive, if you're able to speak. You could go on the air. All right. So last night in my program notes, I didn't share this on the air. I just put it in my program notes. Sometimes I do that. I'll do a show description that has very little to do with what I actually said. It's like its own little essay. But I just to make my point for you about how terrible is this pandemic? Well, I used some examples of real hard numbers that are up on the Johns Hopkins coronavirus dashboard site to illustrate my point that, hey, folks, the sky ain't falling. I said to myself, well, let's see, who would really be susceptible to coronavirus? Who would really have to just be sweating and really exposed, vulnerable, and terribly afflicted by this coronavirus if it were as bad as it is advertised by the left? Well, I said to myself, how about Hong Kong? Yeah. How about Taiwan? Yeah. How about Singapore? Uh-huh. How about Macau? I picked those four for starters. And I went to the data, the information, to look up how many bazillions of people stacked like cordwood, bodies in the packed, dense streets of Hong Kong and Macau and Singapore. Not quite so dense, but and Taiwan, all of them very Chinese. Well, let's look at the numbers. Okay, Macau. Well, let's start, let's see, something you're more familiar with, Hong Kong. Let's start with Hong Kong. Hong Kong is 92% Chinese. Hong Kong has constant, nonstop trade, travel, and commerce with mainland China, communist China. And of course, actually, the British ceded Hong Kong to the communist Chinese. That's another story there. Hong Kongers don't want to go into slavery. But China legally now owns Hong Kong. So, and it's not very far from Wuhan, the start of the coronavirus. Okay, 92% Chinese, 7.5 million people. They are packed in like sardines, 17,500 per square mile density, the fourth most dense population on Earth. 200 times more dense than your neighborhood in America. So for every person that you see in your neighborhood, imagine 200. Now, how densely packed would you be? They don't sell lawnmowers in Hong Kong. They might make them for us, but they don't sell them because nobody has a lawn in Hong Kong like yours. Nobody has a garage. They live like sardines in boxes, stacked up in tall, tall buildings. They all breathe the same air. You know, in a big building, do you think everybody has independent air supply? No. You ever heard of sick building syndrome? It's because when you get into a skyscraper, everybody in that building is breathing the same air. It's called sick building syndrome when it goes bad. That's the way it is in Hong Kong. So, wow, the coronavirus must really be rampant there. Okay, let's see. How many people have died in Hong Kong? How many thousands have died in Hong Kong? 7.5 million people. Can you just imagine? Answer? Three people. Now, I haven't looked into their ages, but the odds are these are three really old people who are halfway to heaven already. Three. Not children. There are no children dying of coronavirus anywhere. No children dying anywhere. Old people almost exclusively. Total number of cases in Hong Kong, 129 today. 129 today. Yesterday it was 126. They had three new cases in the last 24 hours. Three. The number of dead is still the same, three. Yesterday, two more people have recovered for a total of 67, and they now have 59 active cases in Hong Kong. So all the active cases in Hong Kong could all ride on one bus together. There you go. Okay, let's take another super Chinese city that you would think, wow, super dense, super Chinese, right next to China, the source of all of this trouble. How about Singapore? Singapore is 75% Chinese. How many deaths have they had in Singapore? By the way, population 5.6 million. How many thousands of Singaporeans are stacked in the streets dying of coronavirus? Let's see here. Let's count them up here. I get my calculator. Oh, zero. Zero. Zero, folks. Zero. 5.6 million Chinese people right next to China, a little bit further away than Hong Kong. But Singapore is a totally Chinese. It's a nation, Singapore. And I'll give you some more stuff. It'll take your breath away when we come back. It'll still last 10 years like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Why don't we liberate?
Now, just to tell you where I'm going with this, here's a headline on Breitbart. Taiwan forced out of the World Health Organization by China. Taiwan has been, you know, is the great bully of Asia and of the world right now, actually. They really are full of themselves. And so they've forced non-recognition of Taiwan. They're gonna try by force with their navy, which will be equal to ours very soon, if nothing else changes. They will threaten world war, a nuclear war, to take Taiwan, to seize it from the free people of Taiwan, who we used to support. The U.S. Navy used to patrol the Taiwan Strait there. Let's go to Singapore. We'll get to Taiwan after Singapore. So zero deaths in Singapore, 5.6 million people. How densely are they packed into Singapore? Well, even more densely than Hong Kong, 230 times the density of the United States, 20,000 per square mile, second in the world. Who's first in the world? Who's the densest population in the world? Boy, they would have to watch out for coronavirus, wouldn't they? The densest in the world is packed in at 53,000 per square mile. Whoa! First in the world. And guess what? They're all Chinese. Uh-oh. It's Macau. Macau. Where is Macau? Well, it's directly adjacent to Hong Kong. There's some bridges, I think about three of them, that cross the water over to Macau, which used to be a Portuguese colony. That's where you get the name Macau and the term Macanese for the Macau people. But they're all Chinese, a few non-Chinese. Macau, now you could just imagine, there are 667,000 of them. It's the same as the population of North Dakota, actually. But they're all crammed into a very small area. By the way, the population density here in America is 87 of us per square mile, compared to 653,000 in Macau. So let me get my calculator out again so I can just calculate a rough estimate here of how many thousands of Macanese are dead from coronavirus. Remember, they are adjacent to China. All of their business is with China. Chinese people in and out, 8 million at their international airport every year. 24% of the people in Macau work in their casino business, which is seven times larger than all of Las Vegas's casino business. So what is that? That's tourists. From where? China. Constant influx of people in and out and in and out, shaking hands, drinking, partying. So man, Macau, you know they're in trouble. Oh boy, the world's worst epidemic ever. With all those millions of Chinese going in and out of Macau, 24% of the Macanese work in the casinos. I mean, obviously I looked this up. It's not stuff I know, but it's very interesting, isn't it? Travel between Macau and China is free and open. Everything in Macau is imported from China, everything, including all food. 43% of the people in Macau were born in mainland China, and 49% were born in Macau. So let's now total out. I've got my calculator here, and I've got my team of statisticians trying to get a rough estimate of the number of deaths in Macau. Zero. Zero, folks. Zero. That's what you're being driven to panic about. Zero. You live in Main Street, any town, USA. Is all your food from China? Is everybody in your neighborhood Chinese? Is all the traffic in and out of your neighborhood going to and from China? Is your population, 53,000 a square mile, 500 times more dense? That is 500 people for every one of you? Zero. Zero, folks. So why are we shutting down all our universities, shutting down all meetings, shutting down commerce? Overreaction, hysteria. But Donald Trump's doing the right thing. Donald Trump is not hysterical. He's not in the hysteria. He is, as a genius, recognizing the nation is in an hysterical state. And the left controls the media, so they're going to keep the hysteria going. Donald Trump's Wayne Gretzky move is brilliant. Because that puck is, I'll tell you where that puck is going. There aren't going to be thousands of deaths. There are going to be a few hundred, maybe. And when the American public realizes that, Donald Trump will be able to say, thanks to me, thanks to me, thanks to the fact that I had a reckoning with China. I shut down people coming here from China. And I shut down those Europeans. You know what they were doing? After the president shut down air travel from China into the U.S., you know what the Chinese did? They flew to Europe, yeah, and then got another flight to the U.S. Oh, when Donald Trump got wind of that, bang!
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked. And
we'll be right back after this break.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back, folks. Now, what I'm trying to do is give you some scale and some proportion here so that you can decide how freaked out you want to get and how much hysteria you want to imbibe. Contemplate this. I'm going to shift over from these Asian statistics, which make a point. Nobody's dying. Nobody's dying in Hong Kong. Nobody's dying in Macau. It's literally zero. Singapore, zero. Macau, zero. Hong Kong, 3. I'll give you one more, and then I'll shift over to another area of the world and go to some of your callers out there. How about Taiwan? That's an entire nation, a big island right off the coast of China. 23.6 million Chinese. Everything's Chinese about Taiwan. All the food, all the culture, the habits. Their family members are on mainland China. Okay, so how many people have died in Taiwan? 23.6 million people. Okay, let me get the calculator out again. Okay, I notice, let's see. They have, yesterday there were 30 active cases. 30 people that they knew had tested positive for the virus yesterday in Taiwan. Today it's down to 28 because two more recovered. 20 have now recovered. 28 are considered to be infected. One single Taiwanese has died attributed to or associated with coronavirus. And remember, these deaths, these coronavirus deaths, are generally from coronavirus contributes to the death. Generally, they're old people, generally already have serious and, you know, lethal conditions, heart conditions, lung conditions, COPD, asthma, emphysema. They're 80 years old. I mean, that's kind of a fatal condition right there, isn't it? Being 80 years old, isn't that kind of almost terminal? You don't have to do much else to sign up for the pearly gates. So you get sick, you get a cold. All right, one person in Taiwan, one. Okay, so you say, okay, I don't care about Singapore, Hong Kong, Macau, or Taiwan. You should, because these are all Chinese people, all right next door to China. So this should be the proof, positive, that this is a terrible epidemic. Okay, let's look, let's come back to America. Let's talk about the USA. Okay, how many people are dead in America? Well, 37 people. You might have a more accurate number by one or two. 37. This has been going on for several months now. The let's look at some more numbers here for the U.S. We have 31 in Washington. Oh, let's look at the U.S. numbers. They're almost all at this one old folks home in the state of Washington with 80-year-old people. Now, what does that say to you? All in one building, little building, one story, little bungalow type thing. That's Washington, 31 deaths, almost all of them right there. There are four in California today total and two in Florida. That's it. Okay, for scale and proportion, how many people die each year of opioid overdoses in the United States? By the way, those opioids are overwhelmingly produced in Red China. Thank you. Like fentanyl. Okay, let me look at here. Drug overdoses. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. From 1999 to 2017, more than 702,000 people have died from a drug overdose in the U.S. In 2017, it was 70,000 people. Half of those were opioids. 702,000 people, 1999 to 2017. We're getting up near a million. Maybe we've reached a million if we add in 2018 and 19 and 2020. Are people closing the universities? And did the stock market tank? No. But that's something to get excited about. And that's a big, big part of that is our friends in communist China. Okay, let's go look at some, let's take some calls. How about that? We've got Scott in Arizona, Kevin in West Virginia, Tom in Florida. Let's start with you, Scott, there in Arizona. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Jamie, what a better, I got 3 points in a nutshell. This is flu season. What a greater time to exploit this non-event.
Well, Scott, yes, and let me give you my take on this. I don't think it's a coincidence that the man that the Red Chinese want destroyed, they desperately want him to lose the election on November 3rd, desperately, more than anything else they want in the world. I'm not exaggerating. The Chinese dictatorship, the Communist Party, their one, if they had only one wish, it would be that Donald Trump loses on November 3rd. These are very clever people, with very evil, very little conscience. They're willing to do anything to achieve their goals. So is it a coincidence that right at the worst possible moment in the run-up to the election, this is inflicted on us, and that's the Chinese. Also, that's the communists over there. We have our own communists here in America. They have names like Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer and Chris Cuomo. We have our own red Chinese, our red Americans. They also, what is their number one wish? What do they want more than anything else? Destroy Donald Trump. Make sure he loses on November 3rd. They're a complete synchronicity of their goals with the Red Chinese, and they're loving this epidemic. They're loving it. They want the numbers to go as high as possible. They want the alarm to go as high as possible. They want to demoralize the American people as much as possible. And so,
well, it's not going to work, Jamie, because they sure take care of themselves, these communists. Just look at the Politburo over the years. Now, I've got another squawk. It's Bill, Melinda, and their daddy, head of Planned Parenthood. These clowns come at you with a syringe and a needle. Bill Gates is a wicked, demonic culprit. Let it be known, Bill Gates, clown. He's a piece of garbage. And he wants anti-God, just all about himself. And, oh, he's sitting on the sidelines, but no, he's really mixed into this mix. And the other issue, well, the flu, look, what a perfect time to call it some, oh, the corona. You know, I think
Scott, I don't mean to interrupt you. Scott, pardon me for interrupting you. I'm terrible at this. But let me say, we know that in a typical year, every year in America, 20,000 to 70,000 people will die of the usual flu, influenza, colds that happen every year.
Exactly my point, Jamie. Exactly my point. You know? No,
we're right in the middle of the flu season. And so far, I don't know what the total is.
I'll reiterate, what a perfect time to exploit this, call it some exotic name like a coronavirus, and attribute it to some kind of disease, which they are pumping, and it's the same people, like you named off those clowns in the media that are holding on by the skin of their teeth. One more argument, Joe Biden. This person can't tie his shoes.
I'm loving it.
And yet he's going to be the savior? Are you kidding me?
Right.
What business does this clown have?
Right. He has advanced.
Listen, Donald Trump, you're right. He's about three or four chess moves ahead of these idiots. And, you know, you can't blame any kind of trumped up virus for, pardon the pun, you can't blame any kind of hyped up virus on we have a good president and he needs four more years because they've been, they're like little yippy dogs that have been tearing at his pant leg, the first two or three years of his first, 4 year term. Let's let the man do his job.
I got a good one for the Trump blimp that's coming up. The Trump blimp will be flying all over, Michigan and Wisconsin and so on. How about this? Trump 2020, and then for they're going to change the banner and the slogan. How about this for one of the Trump slogans? Get off my leg.
Yeah, exactly, you little puppy dogs that are just yip, yip, yip. Yeah, no. Go away. And but anyway, they're entrenched, and we don't need to be. You know, let's just face the reality of...
Scott, you know, you just gave me an idea here that I didn't even realize. Thank you. Look, folks, 20,000 to 70,000 of our fellow Americans are going to die of the flu this season. Now, let's just imagine yourself. Now, folks, there are lots of left-wing doctors out there, and then others that are just, you know, moonbeams and don't know what they're doing, but politically. But so... Now, we know that 20,000 to 70,000 are going to die of flu. Now, when they die, the coroner and the doctor have to certify a cause of death. Now, these are complicated deaths. They include COPD, pneumonia, kidney failure, sure, heart failure. Any of you that have had, you know, someone in your family die very, very old, it's really complicated what happens at the end. It's not simple. So it's usually multiple organ failures. Now, all they have to do with those 37 people that have so far been described as dead by coronavirus, they were all dead by multiple causes. Now, what's going to happen if we got 20 to 70,000 that are already going to die of influenza, of a virus, okay? All they have to do is put put corona on there, on the death certificate, and all of a sudden, Scott, we've got, oh my gosh, look at that pandemic.
Oh yeah, mass hysteria that they'll exploit to the ultimate, you know. I'm just so sick and tired if people would just turn their TVs off and listen,
right. And how many
and
doctors,
listen to
right. And how many doctors are gonna, you know, I mean, I'm not faulting them for this, but how many doctors are gonna, when their patient dies with the flu, how many are gonna go, you know, that wasn't really corona virus that killed my patient. This was the traditional flu.
Flu.
How do you even figure that out?
What it is? If you just called it the traditional flu, aren't we actually way below the numbers?
Right.
That,
but then
it would be concurrent at this particular time in flu season.
Right, but Scott, let me just tell you how easily we're being hoaxed.
Well, that's my question, though. Isn't that a valid question?
Yes, it is.
I think we're way below.
Yes,
flu influenza deaths at this point in the flu season. Yeah, they've got to hype it and sensationalize it to the point of and anything to attack our good president. Look, the reason this is a good president is because he does love this country. And he's not a politician. He's a businessman. But you can't blame the business that old bumhead and the rest of these clowns, and Obama would just be the second coming. The second coming of Obama would be Biden. And this guy
is
like a 120-year-old man.
Scott,
that can't
even
find his way to the...
I'm loving the video clip where Biden is at the podium. And he talks about, let me remember the quote here. He talks about the Obama administration. The Obiden, he actually says it, Obiden Obama administration. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, they're two of a kind, and you know what? America was hardly weakened. Terribly weakened by these communists, liberal, whatever they are, they're wicked. And Bernie's a commie. These are commies.
Yes.
How
now, here's
they
the hope.
Are. Okay?
Scott, here's the hope. Here's the hope. Let's give the folks some hope out there. Here's what happens. This virus passes in the next, let's give it 2 months. The stock market zooms back up when people come to their senses and realize nobody's dying. The virus is
right.
By the way, folks, you don't know this. Your media is not telling you this. There aren't new cases appearing in Asia,
right.
even in China, folks, new cases are not appearing. The virus has run its course there. So it runs its course here in 2 months. The stock market recovers. Donald Trump, this great chess player, is seen by the American people. That's the important thing. Seen by the American people as having been strong, forceful, decisive, and America is well. America is great again. And then he gets back on. We get the Trump train rolling again, and then take Biden apart on his son Hunter and the corruption of the Biden crime family. And then we got to have a certain number of months, Scott. We've got to have 6 months to tear into Biden. It can't be done in 30 days. So we don't want this.
Oh, no. Biden self-destructs. You don't need to tear into him because he's a self-destructing egomaniac clown.
And we need to keep
him away from your young children. Keep him away from your young children.
And your wife.
Exactly.
He's gonna smell your wife's hair. You know? He gets his nose into the lady's hair. But
good grief!
I know.
If we degenerated this far for a lackluster option of a Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well, I'm loving that
if
the Democrats are
degenerated to that level.
I'm loving that they're stuck with Joe Biden. And we've got to, by the way, get past the so-called pandemic so that we can get the big rallies going again. And Biden will have dinky little rallies. Trump will have these enormous rallies, and it's going to be great. But we got to get the role that we play in the patriot community is we've got to put the word in. And I remember the name of the doctor. I was trying to remember Dr. Sapphire. She's on Fox. She's brilliant. And she's made the point that hysteria has its own cost. And if we generate hysteria in America over an epidemic that so far is proving to be pretty small, pretty darn small, that has its own cost. Hysteria has medical and economic costs that are serious to people's health.
It's truly a non-event, Jamie. Thanks for what you do. I appreciate you. May God bless.
God bless you, Scott. We'll be back right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't,
I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto.
Boy looking for a place to
do my thing. Hey, doing our thing here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And let me give you something else encouraging here. Scott, if you're still there, I want to just thank you for calling. You are a patriot, my friend. We may get to some other calls, but I want to give an encouraging thought to callers still on the line and to everybody in the audience. Think of it this way. I'm looking at, again, it's the facts that matter. That's the cure for the hysteria. I'm looking at the graph of total coronavirus cases in China over the last 18 weeks. In the first 9 weeks of this graph, coronavirus cases went from zero to 70,000. Zero to 70,000 in 9 weeks. Just visualize this. It's so much better if you could see the graph. It would scream at you if you could see the graph. So very steep rise, very steep, from zero to 70,000 in 9 weeks. Very fast. What happened in the following 9 weeks up to the present moment? That was January 20th to 9 weeks takes you out to February 19th. What happens in the following 9 weeks? Total number of cases in China goes up from 70,000 to 80,000. Goes up 10,000 in the following 9 weeks. First 9 weeks went up 70. Second 9 weeks went up 10. Do you see how the graph is flattening out? How about the last 4 weeks? The last month? What has the graph in China done? Flat as a pancake, folks. Flat as the plains of North Dakota. Pancake. It's the epidemic is over in China. Now, the same thing, you know, these bugs have patterns that they follow. So how's our graph doing? Well, we're in the steep upward part of our 9 weeks. China went from zero to 70. We've gone from zero in 9 weeks. This is the rest of the world, not the U.S. We've done much better than this. But the rest of the world, like Iran, Italy, where their public health system has been a lousy. In those 9 weeks, they've gone from zero to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They've gone from zero to 35,000 cases. But now they're starting their second 9 weeks. And guess what the graph is doing? Exactly what the Chinese graph did. It's flattening. View that curve from your math class there, the rising graph, the rising slope, and then the decrease in rise in the slope, and then it flattens out. That's what's happening. That's our big hope. Running out of time, I'll leave you with that happy thought. Look at the graph yourself. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Dashboard. Hey, we'll see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Phenomenon Clubhouse. So long for now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.